And hello to you all. Happy Monday afternoon. I'm Haley Tenpass. You are listening to Focus Fox Valley, and we are here with Coach Tony. It's time to get our lean on this beautiful afternoon. Hey, Tony, how you doing?
Hey, everything's good. Everything's good over here.
Aren't you just loving the weather?
Oh, I love the weather. I love the Packer win.
Oh.
And I have you know what? We have a fantastic show tonight. It's going to be really an eye-opener for a lot of people, but before we get into that, I noticed you didn't know that I had my Packer attire on tonight.
I did not notice your Packer shirt. I'm just so blinded by the win and by my love for the Packers today that, you know.
So, a little story about this beautiful shirt that I have on.
Story time with Coach Tony this afternoon.
All right. So, I love my wife dearly. She is awesome. She's probably the biggest Packer fan in the United States. She hands down loves the Packers. She loves to throw the party stuff on. And yesterday she goes out and she comes home and she goes, "Oh, I got you a present before the game." And I'm like, "Well, awesome. What is it?" And she pulls this awesome Packers shirt out of her bag. Now, Helly, I'm 6'1", 260 pounds. My wife is, I won't disclose, but she's very petite, okay? Just put it that way. So she goes shopping for me, and she picks up a shirt, and she's like, "Whoa, this is really, really big. I'll get the next size down," which is a large. She brings it home, and I put it on. I'm like, "Hun, I'm an extra large. I'm sorry." So I'm stuck with this large shirt that I love. It's stretching out in the chest and in the sleeve part a little bit, but
making it work.
I'm trying to make it work. I told her I wasn't going to wear it out of the house because it's a little tight, but I had to wear it down here just to tell a story to the listeners today. And I'll get home and I'll hear about it.
There you go. Yeah. Well, way to support the Packers. I bet a lot of people got a good workout yesterday from all the sweating we did during the game.
Oh.
You know, jumping up and down.
Right.
And yelling.
Fantastic win.
What a win.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good way to start the Monday.
Absolutely.
And a good way, too, is to spend it with you, Coach Tony. What are we talking about today?
Oh, we got so much on the docket. So I think that people need to understand, because we go back into this whole calorie math equation for weight loss, and I talk about this a lot, and I think that I need to help people understand the real reason behind weight gain. And I'm sure once I disclose it, that they'll be like, "Wowed." Like, that's not what I thought. Because a lot of people think that weight gain is a repercussion of eating too much food or not exercising enough or somewhere in the middle, or I'm just eating the wrong types of foods. And I'm going to disclose fully why we gain weight, and therefore it'll make losing weight, that proposition, a lot easier to understand. And then we're going to dive into the three hormones that are tightly tied to this regulation of weight gain, weight loss. So they know that it's a hormonal thing and not an energy balance thing. And I talk about this a lot, but I want to solidify that weight gain and therefore weight loss is tightly tied to hormones.
Knowledge is power. So
absolutely. Yeah. And I think it'll be very, very eye-opening, like I say. So you want to just rock right out here?
I am, because I'm personally interested to hear this answer, because I don't think I know it. I don't think I have the answer.
Well, I'm not going to disclose it right away.
Oh,
but
come
on,
Tony.
We'll bleed into it. So first of all, let's just start out by saying the standard weight loss advice for many, many decades, probably five decades, has always been controlling calories, meaning eating less or exercising more, or maybe both. And almost every mainstream diet program out there has built their foundation and their empire, very wealthy empires, around this philosophy. Now, the problem is the method is not only very misleading, it's also metabolically unhealthy and highly ineffective. And as we continue to listen to this outdated thinking, it's pretty evident that these methods have actually pushed us in the opposite direction of what we want. And I say this based solely on that even though more people today, this is statistically proven, diet and exercise more than any other time in history, and I've talked about this several times before, we're actually getting heavier and sicker in the process and not leaner and healthier. So it is actually pushing us in the opposite direction. And it all comes down to one simple fact, that weight loss isn't as clear cut as eating less and exercising more. So that's why, personally, when I hear people talk about portion control or calories in versus calories out, I hear this a lot at the gym. I shake my head knowing the human body is a way more complex machine than a simple mathematical equation. Now, the human body is an amazing biological machine and a biochemical machine. Every time we consume a food, calories, our body is evaluating that food as either good or bad. And what I mean by that is either nutritiously supportive or hormonally disruptive. It comes down to basic biology again, not math. Will those calories let our body do what it's designed to do automatically by stabilizing harmonious hormonal balance, or will they throw our body into complete hormonal havoc? The truth is that when we look at foods, difference between 200 calories of protein and 200 calories of refined carbohydrates isn't zero. Even though it's the same calories, it's immeasurable the way it's digested and processed. It's the right type of calories that are the most important part of the equation, not the amount of calories. And it sounds like I repeat myself over and over, but until I can get people to really believe this theory, I'm going to keep talking about it. Now, if we eat nutritiously dense, quality calories that support our body and create this hormonal balance that we need, then focusing on the quantity of those calories becomes a non-issue. Our body will then be able to do its job automatically, optimally regulating our blood sugar, our energy balance, our stress, our mood, our satiety, meaning our fullness, and our cognitive functions, meaning focus. However, if we eat low-calorie, low-nutrient-based foods, we disrupt hormonal balance and we'll eventually have to start controlling manually, oftentimes through the use of medication, what our bodies are supposed to do automatically.
Wow.
Does that make sense to you?
It does, and it's kind of an eye-opener, I'm sure, for a lot of people, too, because...
You know, hey, take your blood pressure pill, take your cholesterol pill, take your blood sugar medication. All these things... In our energy, in our weight, all these things our body wants to do for us automatically. But when we put in the wrong type of calories, not the amount, the wrong type, then we break the biology and we have to start manipulating our automatic processes manually.
We're talking with Coach Tony. The real reason we gain weight, he hasn't given us the total secret yet, but he's going to do so in just a few moments. Got to take a quick break here, but we will be back with more of Get Your Lean On with Coach Tony in a few moments here on WHBY. /4:21 on your Monday afternoon. You are listening to Focus Fox Valley. It's Monday, and it's time to get our lean on with Coach Tony. And we are talking all about the real reason we gain weight with Coach Tony. Hello
there.
Yeah,
so we left off at the marker of, you know, trying to manipulate our body's automatic processes manually through the use of medication, which I believe in I think most listeners will agree that I'm confident in saying that a large part of our population has succumbed to the phenomena of trying to manipulate manually what our body does automatically through the use of medications. I mean, there's so many people that are on at least one to three, maybe five different meds of all ages. And I'm not a big stats guy, but I just want to kind of brush over a little bit of stats before we go into the secret, okay? The obesity epidemic over the last three decades has doubled, okay? And that's, you know, a bad enough thing in itself, but the chronic disease epidemic has mirrored its rise. So 1 million people in the United States today have type 2 diabetes. Now, the sad thing about this is within the next two decades, if things continue to go the way they're going and we don't start to take control of our own health, one in every person, in two decades, one in every person will be a type 2 diabetic. That means right now, 1 in 4 people in the United States are. 1 in every other person will be a type 2 diabetic. We're heading down that road. 1 in 3 deaths in America right now with middle-aged Americans occur because of excess body weight. 1/3 of the entire American population suffers from high blood pressure, contributing to 800,000 strokes a year. We still know that heart disease is the number one killer, and we know that cancer is climbing very, very fast to outpace heart disease as the number one killer in the country today. And depression is now the leading cause of disability, which currently affects 120 million people. Now, if the listeners aren't raising their eyebrows going, wow, these statistics are very, very sad, and it should encourage us to make major changes, this is, how about this for a disturbing stat? The life expectancy of our future generation is deemed 10 years less than ours. So what that means is, for the first time in recorded human history, our life expectancy is actually on the decline. First time in human recorded history.
That's scary.
It absolutely is. But we can make these changes. It's clear by simply looking around us and seeing what's happening. I mean, we all can see it, that the dieting advice that we've been given, continually handed to us and prescribed to us, the nix the calories, count the points, all has been highly ineffective. It's pushed us in the exact opposite direction of where we want to go. And there's actually a good reason why. Now, even though commercial diets profess to have a solution or for long-term success of losing weight, they're missing one very, very, very vital part of the solution equation. And it's teaching folks the actual cause of weight gain in the first place. Why are we gaining weight in the first place? Because if you don't understand the cause, then a solution that's being handed to you is just a Band-Aid. It really is. So if people were to finally understand the actual cause of weight gain, then losing it wouldn't just be super comprehensible, but it'd be obtainable for the first time in their life. They'd actually be able to obtain it, and it would make perfect sense on what they were doing. Right now, they're just following somebody else's prescription. So I am going to break this down for people, the missing secret on why we gain weight. Most people still believe, and I ask this when I speak, you know, corporately or to groups or seminars, most people still believe the number one reason why we gain weight is because we either eat too much food, excessive food ingestion, or we don't exercise enough, or both.
I think that's easy to understand why people might think that.
Absolutely. And although it seems logical to assume that eating too many calories would equate to weight gain, especially because it's been so deeply ingrained in us for nearly by every diet plan and every health professional for over 50 years, but it's not exactly an accurate analysis. You see, the human body, again, is an elaborate machine, and there's many checks and balances already put into place which automatically control energy balance, even in times of food overload. So just like when you nix your calories back and you go below metabolic stimulation, your thyroid makes a metabolic shift and slows down your bodily processes. The same thing when you overeat food, your body speeds up. These things are built in our DNA as survival mechanisms, and we can't fight against evolution. We have to work in its rules. We have to work within its rules. So why do people continually gain weight, even though many of us are eating, trying to eat healthier, while even a higher percentage of us is consciously watching and counting our calories and even exercising a lot more today? And the answer is going to surprise a lot of people. And I want people to pay attention to this and go back to the podcast and listen to this over and over so you completely understand it. So weight gain is a triggered response of eating food that causes us to have more sugar in the bloodstream than the body is capable of using. The faster those calories enter our bloodstream and the higher they raise our blood sugar level, the faster those calories will be converted to body fat. It's not a matter of how many calories you burn you're taking in versus how many you're burning in the gym. It's a matter of what those calories are doing to your body hormonally. So we're getting out of the math equation and mm-hmm. back to the hormones. Now, this is undoubtedly one of the most profound and important passages that anybody's delivered to our listeners, because nobody's talking about this. This is the true cause of weight gain. And if you can understand the context of what I'm trying to describe, then losing weight and improving your health will be pretty automatic. So I encourage the listeners to go back to the podcast over and over and listen to this over and over again until you completely understand what I'm trying to say, because there within lies the secret to simple, sustained, and permanent weight loss automatically without ever having to diet or try to control your portions or calories ever again. It's an automatic process.
So making the right decisions of fuel for your body.
Absolutely. It's never about how many. I did a math equation one time on Facebook, and it was literally today we eat 300 more calories than we did 25 years ago. So if you break that down, you take the 300 calories, multiply it by 365 days, and you do the equation to figure out the calories and go back 25 years, we should all be walking around at 768 pounds right now. But we're not, because our body knows how to do its own energy balance. It knows how to slow down and speed up when it needs to. But we break our biology by putting the wrong type of calories in, and then we screw it all up. And we end up gaining weight and not understanding why, and think it's a calorie thing when it's a hormonal balance thing.
Wow. Like you said, I do think that would resonate with a lot of people, because we all kind of wonder why our numbers are climbing up at certain types. And we put a blame on this, or we put a blame on that. And to be able to just kind of go back to the basics. It's basics.
It's basics. It really is.
All right. Well, we are going to take a quick break here for local news, because Mike Kemeter is coming in. But when we come back, Coach Tony's going to tell us more about the three hormones that regulate hunger, cravings, and fullness. That'll be coming up when Coach Tony returns here on WHBY. You're listening to Focus Fox Valley on WHBY. .436 on your Monday afternoon. Hello, everyone. Haley Tenpass here, along with Coach Tony, as we are getting our lean on this afternoon. Beautiful day out there, Tony.
It is beautiful.
Yeah.
I wish I would add a little more deck time today, but hey.
You got to spend the day with me a little bit.
That's okay. And as long as I'm educating people and they're actually grabbing it and getting it, fantastic.
Yeah. Some good information this afternoon. We're talking about the real reason why we are gaining weight.
It is, and I think it's so profound. People really, again, need to go back to the podcast and listen to that. The dynamics of what I'm trying to explain mm-hmm. so they understand it. And we're going to dive into some of the hormones that are very related to that and really related to the neuroregulation of appetite, and we'll talk about that. But, again, going back to, Ellie, weight loss isn't as clear-cut as eating less and exercising more. I think we've established that. And even though the cut calories approach or, count your calories for losing weight has been a staple in our culture, I'm finally trying to break that stigma and put this to rest finally and get people to understand, look, that hasn't worked. It hasn't worked for the last 50 years. I'm sure a lot of people listening to this show today have probably tried several diets and they haven't worked. So let's try a different approach. Let's try something that'll actually work.
Yeah.
So the first step in changing the phenomena is understanding that the human body is a very complex machine, and it's all about hormone balance. And again, the listeners need to understand that weight gain and therefore weight loss is tightly tied to these hormonal imbalances. And if we're willing to accept that fact and understand the dynamics of it, of what I've explained earlier, then and only then a permanent solution will become comprehensible. You'll get it. it'll start to make complete sense on how the body actually works. And that's what we really need to do, basic biology. Now, controlling hormone balance is the driving force of having your body in a homeostatic state, meaning everything is balanced, right? Which allows your body to do what it's designed to do, again, automatically. Now, there's three hormones that are produced within the body. There's, I should say, many, many hormones that our body produces, but three in particular are associated with the regulation and reaction to hunger, cravings, and satiety, or what I call the neuroregulation of appetite, which in turn will predict through hormonal responses what, when, and how much you're going to eat every single day. It's going to already predict. Are you going to have sugary snacks? How much are you, of those are you going to eat? And how much are you going to consume? And when you're going to consume them? These are all predicted by hormonal responses. So the three hormones that are tightly tied to this are insulin, leptin, and ghrelin. Now I'm going to break each one of these three down, and I won't get super sciencey, but just explain what each one of these jobs is particular to the body, and why they're related to the neuroregulation of appetite, which either is going to push your body into hormonal havoc, and it's going to have you gain weight and become unhealthy, or it's going to push you in the direction of better health and automatic weight loss.
This is so interesting because I think we've all been there, Tony. We get home and we're like, oh, I'm so craving chocolate or something sweet or something salty. So very excited to see how you break these down.
So they are all tied together with the real reason why we gain weight.
Yeah.
It's the calories, mm-hmm. not the amount, the types. So insulin, we'll start with insulin. Insulin is touted by many professional nutritionists as a fat-storing hormone. And although it's true, it's only true to a varying degree. I think taking it a little bit deeper makes more sense. So insulin is more accurately described as a hormone made by the pancreas that allows the body to use sugar or glucose from carbohydrates, from the foods that we eat for energy, or stored glucose for future energy. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So one of these, the hormone's main jobs is to keep your blood sugar levels balanced, okay, from either getting too high, or which is a state of hyperglycemia, or from going too low, which is a state of hypoglycemia. Now, after we eat food, it raises our blood sugar level. The pancreas releases insulin in the bloodstream. No, this insulin then tells the cells to pick up sugar from the bloodstream. That's its job. It then escorts that sugar to the cells to be stored as energy for in the form of glycogen. Now, if your energy reserves, meaning your muscle tissue in your liver, is already full, then the rest of that sugar is going to be escorted to your adipose tissue or your fat cells, where it'll be stored as future energy. Now, although insulin is a very important hormone and absolutely essential to survival, when it becomes chronically elevated from too much sugar in the bloodstream, which we talked about before, for prolonged periods of time, it can become very disruptive and can cause major, major metabolic and chronic issues. Now, we now know that the main stimuli for insulin secretion is dietary carbohydrates, especially refined carbohydrates. In fact, many studies have concluded that eating a lower carbohydrate diet helps stabilize blood sugar, reduces cravings, which leads to a dramatic reduction in insulin output, helping produce automatic weight loss. There we go, that automatic word again, without counting calories. So let our body do the work for us. The bottom line here is you don't have to wait for some scientific breakthrough, because I already told you the real true reason why we gain weight. So we don't have to wait for the scientific breakthrough for the exact cause of weight gain. I've already disclosed that, because however science formulates whatever mechanisms associated with it are, there's already a simple and reserved way of reducing your body fat level, and it's just by lowering your carbohydrate consumption. Start with the pops and the sugars and the processed starches. It's it's that simple.
And you might get, you know, a temporary high from having foods like that or drinks like that, but we all know that it's not going to last.
Right.
And more times than none, you'll leave feeling, you know, kind of lousy after having something like that.
That's absolutely true. One thing that I do want to explain to you and the listeners is the human body can do a lot of really cool things at one time. The one thing it can't do is when you have high blood sugar levels, so your body can only store energy or burn fat. It can't do both. It cannot store energy and burn energy at the same time. So if you have high blood sugar levels and high insulin levels, your fat burning switch is in off position. The only thing your body is capable of doing is storing fat or is storing energy. So the body can do a lot of cool things, but it can't do that. So know when you're overconsumed in carbohydrates and your blood sugar levels are high, you're not going to burn body fat. You're not going to lose weight. It's literally impossible. Your body cannot do it.
Hmm. We have to take a break here, but we are going to continue our conversation with Coach Tony in just a few moments. You're listening to Get Your Lean On here on WHBY. And once again, welcome back. You are listening to Focus Fox Valley, 447 The Time. We're getting our lean on with Coach Tony.
We are definitely trying to, that's for sure.
Yeah. So we left off kind of talking about hormones,
yep,
and all that stuff.
We went through insulin, insulin's job. We know that that's a fat storing / energy storing hormone. That's really the way I dictate it. Most professionals would call it a fat storing hormone because it's easy to identify with that, but it's really energy storing / fat regulating hormone by my definition. So the next one in this whole mix is leptin. Now, leptin's a hormone that's produced by the body's fat cells, actually, notably referred to as the satiety starvation hormone. Now, leptin's primary target of the brain is the hypothalamus. Now, one of its primary jobs is to inform the brain that we have plenty of fuel stored in our fat cells. This signals a satiety effect, telling the body that food intake isn't necessary, preventing us from overeating, okay? So leptin has many important functions related to the metabolism, including the impact of food intake, energy homeostasis, as well as cognition and immunity functions. However, leptin's main role is long-term regulation of energy balance, which is the total amount of calories we consume and expend and how much fat we end up actually storing on our bodies. See, again, these are all tied to these hormonal responses. Now, leptin's origin of checks and balances was originally designed to keep us from starving to death or overeating as we went through evolution in nature. So these are, again, built into our DNA. We're not going to manipulate them. They're just the way they are. They're built into us. Although we can break them. These days, however, leptin seems to be quite effective at keeping us from starving to death because we overeat a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Conversely, for many of us today, something is disengaged when it comes to preventing us from overeating. And that something is the wrong type of calories that breaks the biology. So you just continue to eat and eat and eat.
It's a never-ending cycle, and
yep,
it's easy
absolutely
to see how people can kind of fall off,
yep,
quite often.
So the last hormone that is related to this neuroregulation of appetite is ghrelin. Now, ghrelin is a hormone which is produced by the gastrointestinal tract and is referred by many experts as our hunger hormone. It elevates when we're hungry and reduces when we eat. Now, how this does this is when the stomach is empty, ghrelin is secreted to make us hungry. When the stomach is stretched, meaning we're full of food, secretion stops. Now, this hormone acts on the area of the brain, again, the hypothalamus, signaling both increased hunger and increased gastrial acid secretion to prepare us for food intake. Beyond regulating hunger, ghrelin also plays a significant role in regulating the distribution of our energy balance. Many studies show that different foods and ingredients have vastly different effects on the way ghrelin is released and how it reacts to the body itself, solidifying the fact that not all calories are created equal. And I talk about this all the time. For instance, one study shows that fructose, like in high fructose corn syrup, leads to higher ghrelin levels, raising the hunger level even more than regular table sugar, thus indicating that fructose may indeed have a more dramatic effect on weight gain than regular sugar itself. Other studies have found that sleep patterns of people that are deprived in sleep have proven to have larger appetites, believe it or not. Now, sleep deprivation seems to disrupt the daily functions of our appetite hormone, and it's believed to cause poor appetite regulation. This is notably true when it comes to higher levels of ghrelin, the hormone that stimulate your appetite, and reduced levels of leptin, the hormone that suppresses appetite. It's also more clearly shown today that low-carb diets lead to an automatic reduction in calorie intake, meaning people will naturally eat fewer calories without even having to think about it. It's an automatic response, and I love that word. Please just let the body work for you. Eat the right type of calories and let your body work for you. Don't try to manipulate it because it will backfire. So let's just kind of try to sum some of this stuff up a little bit so people can understand. First of all, prescription diet plans that have been passed on have been monumental failures. We can all agree with that. And it's been due to the fact that none of those programs have ever taught us the real reason why we gain weight. So therefore, how would it be even possible to lose weight if we don't know the actual cause? Now that we know that it's not just a calorie equation, we can actually start to refocus our efforts on weight loss through a biological standpoint and not a mathematical calorie in, calorie out math equation.
Nobody wants to do that kind of math anyways, Tony.
Not for very long. I know that. And this will be the way to have a permanent way to have your body shed weight automatically without trying to manipulate it or by cutting or controlling your calories. Eat the right type of calories that create harmonious hormonal balance and let your body do what it's designed to do automatically. And if you're having trouble doing that, of course, you can always reach out to an expert. Hit me up. Email me at tony@getyourleanon.com, or better yet, go to my website. Hit me up with an inquiry. There's inquiry all over. If you go to my three lanes, if you go to my speaking, you go to my nutrition coaching, my training programs, inquire me and come on in and sit down for a free consultation. And I'll give you some great tips so you don't have to make this so confusing and so conflicting. We can discuss all kinds of options that'll at least put you in the right track. And while you're there, sign up for my free newsletter because you'll get great information sent right to your inbox.
Always nice to see a little bit of information to maybe start off the week, maybe a little bit of inspiration. Because you're talking about these foods, Tony, and I said this to you during the break. You eat well, you usually feel pretty well.
Absolutely. It has a great impact on your energy. It has a great impact on your focus. It has a great impact on how much edema you're holding, your inflammation levels. You just feel better all the way around. So if it feels good, why don't you just keep doing it?
Mm-hmm.
Why do we keep stepping back in the same hole expecting a different result?
And if you do, you know, hop off the train, you know, life happens. Know that you can get right back on.
Yeah.
It's not rocket science,
and you can't. But when you do jump off that, you know, bus or train, or, you know, you can't stay off it for very long. You know, you dip your toe in the water, you go out for a pizza, beer, whatever. That's all fine. But you can't make it 5 days and then go, well, now I have to start over again. Starting over again isn't very fun. Make sense to you?
It does make sense. So if there's one thing people should take away from our chat today, Tony, what do you think you'd like it to be? We've got about a minute left.
Obviously, it's like, let's switch our logic. And I think we might have talked about this several times. Let's switch our logic on how we look at weight gain and weight loss. You have the real recipe for weight gain. And now you should understand that weight loss can be automatic without you having to try. Just eat the right food and let your body do the work for you.
And how can people get in touch with you?
Go to my website, getyourleanon.com, or email me at tony@getyourleanon.com. I'd love your inquiries. I'll answer any questions you have.
Yeah, and you get back to people pretty quickly, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, Tony, it's been great hearing from you this afternoon. Anything else you can think you'd like to add before we go?
Be healthy. Eat healthy and be healthy.
I like it. All right. Tony, we'll be back next week, and we'll chat with you then, all right?
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Tony. All right. We're going to take a quick break here. We'll be back with your local news right after this. You're listening to Focus Fox Valley right here on WHBY.